Many times Lakshman had to give in to Lord Ram's orders. Just like when Lord Ram was sentenced to the forest for 14 years, Lakshman said, "You cannot go." But Ram had to tell him that this is the secret of the religious principle. It's my father's order. He said, "No, it's not your father's order. It's..." Kaikeyi has said this. "You're not going to the forest. I will do your Raj Tilak." Lakshman has, in Valmiki Ramayana, it is said, Lakshman was very angry. He said, "You have the right, you're the eldest son, you have the right on the throne. I will kill Maharaj Dashrath. If Bharat comes, I will kill him also, and I will give you the kingdom." Just because of his wife, he is telling you to go to the forest. Your father has not told you to go. And Ram said that, "Yes, my father didn't tell me directly, but he gave the boon to Mother Kaikeyi. So it is my responsibility." And Lakshman had to listen to Lord Ram because Ram was his elder brother. So this time he's becoming the elder brother, Balaram. So whatever this time Lord Balaram orders, Krishna will have to do. For the pleasure of Krishna, to protect Krishna, he wanted to be Lord, the elder brother this time. So this time he can order Krishna. So many times in this incarnation, Lord Balaram had ordered Krishna to give him pleasure. It happened many times in Ram pastimes that Lakshman had to follow orders that he didn't think was good. Lord Ram told Lakshman in the forest, you stay here and take care of Sita. And he went after the deer. He said, "You don't leave this place because there's a lot of demons here and they take form of humans, and don't leave her alone. Never leave her and go." And when Ram went there, Marich spoke in Ram's voice, "Ha Ram, ha Lakshman, ha Sita, save me." In Ram's voice. Then Sita says to Lakshman, "Ram is in difficulty. Go, 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 help him, help him." And Lakshman said, "No, I won't go because Ram can never be in difficulty. He's told me to stay here. This is the voice of a demon. It is not Ram's voice." And then when Sita heard this, she started saying things that she shouldn't have said. She said, "I know now, this is why you came, that Ram will die and then you can have Sita." She says, "But you should know, I can be nobody else's. I will die, I will die." Here Lakshman was in between his brother and sister-in-law. So hearing such words, he left. And there when Ram saw him, he said, "Lakshman, why did you come here?" And Lakshman said, "Oh, she was saying this to me." And Ram said, "Oh, she's a woman, she can say anything. Why did you listen to her? She could have said anything, but you're a man, why did you come? She's a woman." Then he said, "Now I know Sita must be in difficulty." This was all a drama. Whatever it is, Lakshman was not satisfied with his situation of serving in this pastime, in this avatar. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said in his Tika, in his commentary. So this time he is going to command Krishna, "You have to do this, you have to do that." with complete satisfaction, he will be totally satisfied with serving his Lord this time. Text 25. And the Lord's Yoga Maya externally appears as Durga on the order of the Lord to do some service. She will appear from the womb of Yashoda. This Lord is telling what is about to happen a few thousand years later. Lord Brahma is told already. He is told of now what is about to happen in a few thousand years. So today those who call themselves avatar try to find out who had predicted their coming few thousand years before, who had prayed that this Kalaraj Singh, this rascal will take incarnation to increase the burden of the earth, where they say my guru is avatar, he is an incarnation of the Lord. And did anybody know before this rascal ji is coming, and was it described in the scriptures? The coming of the Lord for so much time before, it was already told, and the most topmost personalities of this universe were there to offer prayers. It was already decided long before. He will take his incarnation, his avatar, in this place, in this family, from the womb of such and such mother. So and so would be his father, and his ansha would be his plenary portion, would be his elder brother. Potency, Yoga Maya, will appear to do some service. What service she had to do? To put Kansa in bewilderment. To come and tell her that the person who is going to kill you has already taken his birth somewhere else. Just to bewilder Kansa. When Kansa was about to throw the little baby girl Thrasher on the ground, she flew up in the sky, eight arm form Durga, and she said, "You stop killing this newborn baby. Your killer is already somewhere else." And Yoga Maya put the guards to sleep. Sri Purnanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya to sleep. So this was her service. The word in text 25, Adishta, means on the Adesh, on the order of the Lord. She came to perform these services. The Lord is Swami, and later on this story will come how this, the Lord is giving orders to Yoga Maya, to Durga. In this way, Lord Brahma gave instructions to all the demigods, and then he went to his own dham. The reason for his avatar is up to here. And from tomorrow, Katha will reach Mathura. It is the Katha of Devaki's marriage. Kans will drive the chariots. There will be a voice from the sky. Kans will try to kill Devaki. Then Vasudev will give a lecture to Kamsa. Instructions. Of course, Kans did not accept it, but for us, this is a teaching for us in the Bhagavatam. There are some rascals that nobody can give them instruction, they will not accept from anyone, not what to speak of Krishna, he will not even accept from Krishna's father. So this instruction in the Bhagavatam is for us. It's for us to take heart. So, text 27. And text 28. So yesterday we described the reason for Krishna's appearance. So today it will be described where Krishna appeared, and the story of his mother and father. When the Lord, he appears in this world, especially when he appears in the form of a human, he accepts some devotees as his mother and father. So, before speaking about the Lord himself, here is explained about his mother and father. So we should always remember this katha is spoken in two places. First, in Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami is speaking. On the banks of the Ganga, Sukadev Goswami is speaking. The story that Sukadev Goswami is speaking, that same story Suta Goswami is repeating in Naimisharanya in the assembly of 88,000 sages. Sukadev Goswami is saying, there is a very old, ancient story that the Shurasena, King Shurasena, he used to live in Mathura. And he used to rule over that land. So Surasena, he was Kartavirya Arjun's son. He had 1,000 arms, and Lord Parshuram had cut all his extra arms off. I am telling you in a summarized form this story, what happened. One time, Kartavirya Arjun went to Parshuram's father's ashram, and he had a cow called Kamadhenu, Parshuram's father. He had a cow, it was called Kamadhenu, and on the power of Kamadhenu, he entertained the king and all his army with a very opulent feast, etc. There was no shortage of anything. So this king, he became greedy. And he thought that this cow should be with the king. So he told his servants, just take this cow to my palace. Thought this cow was not the right, Brahmana was not the right owner for this cow. At that time, Parshuram was not in his father's ashram, Jamadagni. So the king took the cow. The cow did not want to go, but he forcibly took the cow to his palace, to his capital. So when Parshuram came to the house, he asked his father, where is the cow? And his father said, the king Sahasrabahu Arjun, he came and we welcomed him with in all opulence, and he took the cow to his capital. Shuram, he took his axe and went to Mahishmati, the capital. He went to Sahasrabahu's palace. So this Sahasrabahu Arjun, he was a very powerful man. He caught hold of Ravan as a person will catch hold of a insect or mosquito in his hand. Understand how strong and powerful he must be. So when he saw Parshuram in his capital, he did not ask for forgiveness. He should have returned the cow. He made the mistake. And he came to fight with him, with Parshuram. So Parshuram immediately cut off his arms and he killed him also. Head off. And he killed all his army also. For just a small mistake. And this king's 10,000 sons, they ran away. They ran away because they didn't want to be killed. And since that time, they were always looking for a chance to cut off Parshuram's father, Jamadagni's head. Parshuram killed our father's head, so we'll kill his father's head. So one time, Parshuram was not in his father's ashram. The 10,000 sons came, and Parshuram's father was doing a yajna. They just came and cut his head off and took it away. The mother, Jamadagni's wife, she was crying and trying to stop them, but they just cut his head and took it away. So after that, Parshuram, came to his house. His mother was crying. He consoled his mother and he went straight to the capital, and he fought with the 10,000 sons and he killed them all except five. Five escaped. So the eldest of the five was called Shurasena, and he ran away from there. He ran away from Mahishmati, which is now in Jabalpur. He ran away from there and arrived in Mathura. He was a Yadava. He came and settled in Mathura. His name was Kartavirya Arjun. So since that time, all the Yadavas stayed there in Mathura, and Mathura became the capital of all the Yadavas. This Brajabhumi is decorated with the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees and Krishna. Even today, there is no doubt. Not anyone else's, I can tell by my own experience, there is no land like Brajabhumi. This is the importance of Mathura. And that same Mathura, the story, we're going to speak the katha now of this Mathura. The Lord says in Padma Puran, He says that those people whose hearts are very much contaminated, they cannot understand the glories of my dham, my home, Janmabhumi, Mathura. It is my eternal home. I live here. But the demoniac persons, they cannot understand the importance, the glories. They think it is a place just like any other. Sometimes I see when the people from here, they go to Mathura Vrindavan, they only notice the dirt all around, the trash. But you cannot blame them. They come from this very clean place. So when they go to Braj, they expect that Braj, Krishna's birthplace, should also be very clean. But whatever it is, we should try to understand the spiritual values of this place. We should accept the transcendental is of this place. If you throw some dust from the ground in Braj onto somebody, they will not mind, they will not get angry. Maybe sometimes some person who's a little atheistic, they might get a little angry, but then one of his friends will say, oh, this is Braj Raj, you're lucky somebody threw some Braj Raj on you. You are walking on the path and somebody will throw some dust on you. We do parikrama and we roll around in the dust in Giriraj. Sometimes a whole handful, a lot of dust they throw. So this Sukadev Goswami, one of the Mahabhagavat Mahajan, among the 12 Mahajans, he is here glorifying the Mathura, the land of Mathura. And in a way he is inviting us that we should keep going to Braj. Whatever our strength, according to our strength and our abilities, we should always try to go to Braj. Maybe it is not always possible to go all the time every year, but whenever you can, should try to go to Braj. One time one Mahatma said that in other places you have to invite or call the Lord, but in Braj you don't have to invite or call the Lord. He's always there personally. Only we have to see Him. You have to call someone there where it is not his home. In somebody's own home, you don't have to call him or invite him. This is Krishna's own home for everyone. The supreme beautiful Krishna, he lives in Vrindavan. This is the story of that Mathura. Text number 29. Tu means in that same place, in that place known as Mathura, one time Vasudev ji married Devaki, and after the wedding ceremony he climbed on the chariot. He was from Mathura and he got married in Mathura. Even today we see the girls that are born in Mathura are married in Mathura. That is a tradition. In Mathura, in Braj they say, Mathura's beti and Gokul's guy, means Mathura's daughter and the Gokul's cow, If they're most unfortunate, they go outside of Braj. If they have very bad karma, they go outside. One time I went to Vrindavan at one Panda Chaturvedi's house. His sister was there. And she asked me, she said, will you come to my in-law's house? And I said, no, I don't have time to go to your in-law's house. And she said, no, it's not very far, it's just on the next block. She said, I've come to my father's house, my husband's house is over there. So what to do? They cannot find such exalted families outside of Braj. Even today that is the system. They marry their daughters within Mathura. So Vasudev was married in the family of King Devak. He was a very great exalted person.
Bhagavan ki maa, jiski putri bani hai, kitne bhagyavan honge. Unhi Devak Maharaj ke karan,
The king whose daughter was about to become the mother of the Supreme Lord, how fortunate he must be. What a great fortunate person he must be. King Devak's daughter became known as Devaki. Just like King Janak's daughter, Mother Sita, became known as Janaki. So after the wedding ceremony, Vasudev, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly wedded wife. Just like these days, after the wedding day, they climb into a decorated car with flowers. Vasudev's chariot was made of gold. His one chariot was made of gold. So many other chariots following his were also made of gold. There's other scriptures, it said that Vasudev's Bharat, which is the family people from Vasudev's family that went to Devaki's house, they were there in the girl's father's house for 15 days. The Kali Yuga is increasing. This system is becoming less and less. That the girls, the boys' side of the family, they travel to the girls' side and have a wedding is done in the girls' home, and it's becoming more and more expensive. So less and less time is spent at the girls' family's girls' side. Girl's father's house. Everything is becoming very expensive. Started court marriage. What we have to hear in Kali Yuga is court marriage. They have not even one day's time for the wedding. Maybe 1 or 2 hours of a party. In that 1 or 2 hours, whatever you have to do, you do, and everybody goes home. Today, Mr. Sanjay Agarwal was saying, these days we don't even have time to die. Whatever is done, we have to do everything quickly. Can't even die peacefully. This is the age of today. You see in the villages, they still have a party or a function for 1 or 2 days. All this band and music and pujas and yagyas in front of the family, relatives, the friends, the brahmanas, the fire yagya. The girl is given over to the groom, and that's why they can maintain their vows for a whole lifetime, and they prepare for this wedding for months and months before, and they spend a lot of money. And Lord Ram got married. Lord Ram's family were at Maharaj Janak's place for 3 months. Every time they wanted to leave, when Maharaj Dasharath would want to take leave with his sons and the bride Sita, Janak Maharaj would always ask, please stay a little longer, little longer. So instead of 1 or 2 days, Lord Ram and Dasharatha Maharaj, and they all stayed there for 3 months. These days, if the boys' side of the family decides to stay for one more day, it becomes so expensive that the girl's father, the family become in great anxiety when they'll go. Everything is costing by the day, the music, the hall, the staying, the hospitality. They can't afford it. Somehow for one day they hire the carpet, the mic, the music, the restaurant. Before, all this wasn't there. So 15 days, Vasudev's side of the party stayed at Devaki's house. And the person in charge of taking care of all the guests was King Kamsa himself. He was the prince. He was Ugrasen Maharaj's prince, crown prince. And he had special affection towards his cousin sister, Devaki. Devaki was his father's younger brother's daughter. At the time of the marriage of a girl, everyone, this is the general atmosphere, that everyone has very special affection for the daughter because she's about to leave for the home forever. Forever, and then she goes to her husband's house. So it is the duty of the father. To send her in a very affectionate way with plenty of things, so she never feels disappointed. In our Vedic culture, the daughter does not take part in her father's inheritance. She does not take part in her father's inheritance. That is only for her brothers. Wherever she goes, she becomes the swamini of that house. Her inheritance is in her husband's father. With great thoughtfulness, our Vedic culture has been made. It's not that for lifetime you keep fighting for father's inheritance and husband's father's inheritance and just keep on suffering for the whole life, fighting for this. But the father is so affectionate to her daughter. In our country, even today, even in the poor families, the father will take a loan from other people to give to her daughter out of affection. But these days it has turned into a dowry system. It is wrong, actually, that you're bound to give so much money if you want to marry your daughter to our son. But father is affectionate. He gives himself on his own for her daughter's happiness. So after 15 days, when she was leaving her father's house, her hair was decorated with so many fresh, beautiful flowers. For Devaki, again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam, the word Mahabhaga is used. Mahabhaga means most fortunate. Whose son, who is going to have the Devaki, who is going to have the Supreme Lord Krishna for her son, is most fortunate.